Speedy motorcycle. In a world. Miles' title is Jack Dannigan. Hey, everybody, welcome to Share. This is Bob.
You're a goddamn convict, Bob. Hey, everybody, this is Miles' title.
I just thought Jack Dannigan sounded like a good character name.
It is a good character name.
Jack Dannigan. What is Jack that? Is that really Dannigan? Anything? Is that, I just made that up, or what?
Let's go with that. Yeah, you just made it up. I don't know.
Yeah, I never heard that before. Sounds good.
When they met, it was murder. Yeah.
That's right.
Right?
Yeah.
That's a static radio, I guess. So let's listen to.
What are you scratching there? Jeez Louise, it's so noisy.
Just reading my diary.
Today I did nothing. I masturbated again.
Again. They shot.
They shot. Remind self to wash dog.
Come here, Freckles. Come here.
Dog needs the hose.
It gets the hose again.
Yeah. Oh my.
It's gonna get the hose. Come on.
My neck is killing me tonight. Killing me.
Oh, here we go again. It's getting that time of the year. Mysterious injuries.
Yeah, this was, I guess I was looking too quickly. I took a double take, and then now I have a crook in my neck, so.
Double.
Did a double take. And I'm like,
double take.
I could not get the triple take. Ugh.
Yeah. Were you checking out some shorts, or what were you double taking?
I was vacuuming this morning.
Sheesh.
I was vacuuming, and the next thing I know, my neck is hurting. I don't know what the deal was.
I say for people like you, that's skilled labor.
Yeah, I know. I was at work. I was at work vacuuming because I don't allow people to vacuum in my office because they unplug things.
Oddly enough, I believe this story. I do believe this story, oddly enough.
Well, I've had very bad situation with people vacuuming in my office, and so I forbade it probably for about 12 years.
You get your damn hands off that vacuum.
That's right. No vacuuming in here. I got like a sign and everything. Don't vacuum.
No, come on, man. What are you talking about? We're union, man.
Yeah,
come on, man.
They're randomly going to unplug things to plug the vacuum in, and that's important things. And I'm like, wait a minute.
Don't be touching the back, sir, please.
You were going to set me back like half a day by unplugging that. Please, do not unplug
it. Sir, I'm just trying to send my kids to college. Please let me vacuum your room. Please,
yeah.
Sir.
I'll vacuum. Just leave it alone.
No, I'll do it.
So I was doing that this morning because I won't allow anybody else to vacuum. So
I completely believe the story.
What's a true story? It's true.
No, I believe it. Sometimes you tell stories I don't really believe, but this one, yes, I 100% believe it.
Yeah. So anyway, apparently the vacuum gave me whiplash. Rolling the vacuum out and in. Out.
You see?
And in.
You want to hear about out and in? No.
And I turned my neck.
Is this walking getting hurt?
That's right, right. I'm walking.
You know how I hurt my neck?
You don't.
Vacuuming. Yeah.
Don't vacuum here.
That's silly.
You over there, not here. Okay. Now it's Al Pacino. Hoo ha.
Why do you have a vacuum?
Yeah. Wow. So anyway, yeah, I hurt my neck vacuuming, which sounds really weird, but...
Are you gonna be all right?
Yeah, I'll be all right, little Tommy.
All right.
So, yesterday, out and about running some errands, you know, gotta do some errands. We had a hailstorm a while back, you know, a big hailstorm. And my wife was like, yesterday, I mean, it's probably been, I don't know, let me think here. Oh, 4 months since the hailstorm, maybe 4 months.
Yeah.
Yesterday, my wife decides, we got to fix these screens, you know, because it's going to get cooler, and I want to open the windows. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's go get the stuff to fix the screens. So... So we go out and we're getting stuff to fix the screen, and you know, and so while we're out, she's like, "Oh, let's go get lunch." Okay, I'm up for that. I'm always up for lunch.
Okay.
Where do you want to get lunch at? Oh, let's go to Qdoba. All right, let's go to Qdoba. Sounds good to me. I like Qdoba. You ever go to Qdoba, Miles?
No.
Seriously? No Qdoba in the area?
Nah, come on, you always have all these things, don't you have fuzzy balls? You're like, no, I don't have fuzzy balls.
It's fuzzy taco, yeah.
Yeah, you don't know
like, I like the fuzzy taco, too.
We don't have it, believe me.
So,
believe me.
You don't have Chipotle? You got Chipotle?
No, come on. Where the hell do you think I live? I don't freaking stand that, man.
Well, so
we live like in Des Moines. I live in the middle of Des Moines.
I don't know where you live. I live in the country ish.
Yeah.
I mean, it's near a major city, but you know.
Yeah, I gotta say, well, you're just a short drive though from like a lot of choices.
Well, I wasn't in St. Louis. I was in out and about here in the wilds of Illinois.
I was in the county.
So anyway, we go now. Qdoba is interesting. The one we went to is interesting because it has two doors that the public may enter.
Uh-huh.
There's the door in the front of the building where, you know, a lot of people come in the front door, right?
Yeah.
And because it's on the end of a strip mall where there's more parking in the back than the front, they have a door on the side of the building.
You don't get to use the back door?
No. Well, they have a back door, but it's not... Public can't use that. That's...
They don't like the... Yeah, they don't like people in their back door.
Yeah, they don't like the back door being used by the public, so...
Yeah, right.
So we parked in the back, and we're coming up, and we're coming to the side door. And so I open the door for my wife, and she steps in, she says, "Oh, my God!"
Yeah.
And so... I'm standing there with the door open. My wife steps in the threshold, says, "Oh my God," really loud.
Yeah.
Everyone in the whole fucking place is looking at us. Everybody, the cashiers stop what he's doing. The guy at the grill is not doing anything. The people aren't making tacos. All the people in line are looking over at the side door because this woman steps in and says, "Oh my God."
Yeah.
And they're all thinking, what in the world could have happened? Did she fall down? Did she break a hip? You know, did somebody get shot? Was there a child run over by a Jeep? I don't know what's happening.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Something horrible, you know, terrorist attack. I don't know. Everybody's looking at us. And she turns to me and she says, "I'm not standing in that fucking line." And we leave. That is Qdoba.
You can go after yourself. I'm not going out.
I'm like walking out of the car. I'm like, everybody was looking at you. She's like, "I don't care." I go, "Why'd you say it so loudly?" I go, they thought people were throwing toddlers into traffic out here or something. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. That's crazy.
There was a long line at the Qdoba. And then she pretends to tell me why she had to say that. So.
Okay.
She's like, "Every one of those people are not going to know what they want. And I'm not standing in that line all afternoon waiting for my tacos because these people can't make up their minds."
it really that big of a line that
I see her point, but we've lived together for many, many years, so I understand the logic here. But no, yeah. it wasn't really too long of a line, but
yeah,
you know, it was long enough. Trust me.
Right.
Qdoba moves at a snail's pace whenever, you know, you got the masses in there, you know?
Sure, well, sure. Because
they get too many choices. It's like, what do you want? You want a bowl? You want a burrito? You want a taco? What do you want? What kind of meat do you want? You want chicken? You want pork? You want beef? You want tofu?
Is this like, I can't think of it now. What the hell is it called?
Chipotle?
Pancheros or something like that?
I don't even know what that is.
You can pick all the shit you want on your
body. Right, exactly. That's exactly what
it is. It's a big fat burrito you get, but you can pick all this crap on it.
Correct. You can get it as
make
a,
it like right there.
Right, and make it in front of you like a sandwich.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. You got it.
It's kind of like a Subway, but with like a burrito or
correct.
Something.
Correct. It is a Subway burrito or Subway taco.
They have like a press. You know, that presses the tortilla.
But yeah, they have a thing that steams the tortilla. Yep, that's right.
Yes.
Oh
yes.
My God. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was
maybe
like,
I do have something like this.
Well, there you go. See, it's just not called Qdoba.
I feel special now. Yeah,
it's just not called Qdoba. That's all.
Oh my God! Oh my God!
I was just like, what is going on? What kind of madness? What kind of world do we live in?
What the hell? She has. I don't care.
She was in no mood to wait.
I'm not waiting.
Well, there is a plague descending upon the human race as it enters into this kind of pseudo self-serve fast food situation.
Right.
I don't know if you've ever been. I'm going to mention this, and you're going to say, "I never heard of that." They have kiosks at McDonald's in different places where you put in your own order. Like you type it in.
I mean, I've not personally seen it. I've seen like videos of it.
You know what I'm saying? And then you swipe your credit card, and then you just go pick up your order.
Yeah.
It works. You know, maybe 25% of the time. The other 75% of the time, you got somebody who can't make up their mind, you know, because there's not that pressure of dealing with a person, you know, like, come on, let me say number one, number two, number three, whatever. I don't care. Give me your order, you know, and they're just standing there, la-di-da. Well, let me see what I could do here. You know what I mean? It's like giving a kid a tablet, you know. They just sit there and play with it for an hour, and then nothing gets accomplished.
Oh, shit. Look what I can do.
Yeah, so just like the Red Box, of course, which you don't know that much about. The Red Box is the same way. People in the
Red Box? We have Red Box, Marcus, all right? We've got at least three of them in town.
So, oh, well, thank God. When I mentioned it the first time, he thought I was talking about, you know. You're like, is that some kind of porn tube alternative? I don't know what that one is.
I'm still mad about Blockbuster going under, man.
Oh, jeez. It's just like those damn Coke choice machines where you touch the screen to get your Coke the way you want it with grape or whatever.
Yeah.
Does not work.
See, a Burger King has something where you can just go nuts and just mix and match flavors.
And then you get some jackass up there. Do I want pineapple or do I want lemon? I don't know.
I want to mix my Sprite in with milk.
I got to start over.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just...
Right.
There's too many choices and people cannot handle the number of choices. They just can't handle it.
Right. Well, sure.
Yeah, well, that's a lot of the population, and so that's what her Oh My God was about. It was about the fact that, you know, at least 50 or 60% of these fuckers in line are going to take too long to make an order, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think I feel you.
The line is half as long as the wait will be.
Right.
It used to be you'd see a line, you could gauge how long it would take because everybody took about the same amount of time. Not anymore. Not anymore. Everything's on a
different world.
Everything's on a bell curve, and that sucker's like an isosceles triangle, man. Boom, boom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So. But it was a little bit embarrassing, I must say, but.
Oh, my God!
I'm like, cross Qdoba off the list.
I'm glad we're not in the bedroom, Michelle. That's for great.
So it was pretty funny. I've been giving her grief. I've been yelling that all the time. Oh my God! She's like, shut up!
Oh my God!
You know, the only thing that made it even better was it was Sunday afternoon. So.
Yeah. Oh yeah, you get all the church crowd there.
You get all the church crowd.
All these conservative people, like, what?
Blasphemer! Blasphemer!
What's that woman yelling at?
You know.
Yeah.
So, that was good as well, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, we did not get Qdoba.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was looking forward to it myself. I was like, yeah, I'll take a steak taco. Hell yeah.
Nah, not for you, pal.
Not today.
You don't get no steak taco with you.
You know, the pastor and his crew are in there. You're not going to get any steak tacos today.
You see, the taco, you see.
So, yeah. So, I did get to have a hamburger, but it was not the, you know, steak taco, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. We went somewhere with much less choice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's too much choice in this country. I'm sorry.
Too much choice. We need to get a little more, you know, Russian.
That's what I was saying last week. I was talking to somebody. Go. I think I'd be good in Russia. Cause like, okay, one thing of bread. Okay, yeah, that's good.
Yeah. You just hope it's Wonder or something decent, not like, you know.
Well, what this lady says. She goes, well, what if it's something you don't like to eat? Well, then I'm going to go hungry, I guess.
What if it's ass wipe bread? I mean, honestly, come on.
Well, then I'll start eating ass, I guess.
I guess you will.
Yeah.
No, there's just so much. I mean, I like choice myself, but I just don't think that, I mean, it's going to be a generational thing. People right now, they cannot, so there's people that cannot handle the choice. They cannot handle it. And there's some people who will never be able to handle the choice.
I would not like to see like my parents at like one of those kiosks.
Exactly. Trying to order stuff. Yes.
I'm like, oh Christ.
How do I get a fucking drink? I can't. What do I get?
Oh yeah. My mom wouldn't hold back.
What? Where's the thing where I just had five choices and I stuck my cup under one?
I just want a coffee, for Christ's sake.
That's right. You want a coffee, espresso, a latte? Some chai tea?
Oh, no. I'll have my coffee like I have my men.
What's that?
Creamy with two sugars.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe. All right.
Sorry, Mom. I hope you're not listening.
I thought you were going to say hot and black, but that was.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Hot and black, yeah.
Well, I'm assuming. I'm just taking a guess that's what your mother, you know, with the tattoo.
Yeah,
and the,
you called her number, man. You called her, right? Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Yeah, you know.
Yeah, you called her number. That's right. Yeah.
Give me a large cup of Denzel.
For Denzel.
Mm-hmm. So what's going on with you?
For Denzel.
Besides your mother.
I don't know. It wasn't this weekend. It was like the previous weekend. And, you know, the weekend, you want to take it easy. And your wife wants to run errands, you know.
Yes, true.
And you feel guilty sometimes because, you know, you work a lot. She works a lot. You don't really see each other a lot.
Yeah.
And, you know, even my youngest son wanted to get out, too. He's like, yeah, I'll just get out. You know, just wants to, you know. get out of the house. You know, I'm like, all right, I didn't want to go. I don't know why. I was feeling anxious, right?
Sure.
For no reason. I was just starting to feel like a little bit of like a weird, like anxiety attack or something. Right? No, maybe if I just get out, I'll be okay.
Okay. I don't know why you would think that, but okay.
I don't know. I usually do the driving, but I actually just decided to be the backseat driver, which is fine. And,
who did you let do the driving?
My wife.
Oh, my Lord. Okay.
And so she's got some stops to make. And
I don't know why. I don't know why a person who was anxious would let your wife drive. That's just my...
Yeah, I know. That probably was not the best idea.
Yeah, probably not the best.
And so, you know, at least she was honest about the number of stops, because sometimes, like, women like to hide the true agenda until you get on the road. And it's like, oh, by the way,
and then
we're not going to, you know, Taco Heaven like we were going
to. Right, right, we're going to Qdoba.
Not going to Qdoba.
Yeah. And you're going to have to run into the store and get me some plugs.
Yeah, right? Yeah, exactly, yeah. Could you just go in, Mom? You're not doing anything. Just go in there.
Here.
And,
I want the pink ones with the flowers on them.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, once again, too many choices.
Too many choices.
There's one choice for plugs, and that's it. Yeah.
That's right. Sorry.
One size fits all, done.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. I shouldn't have mentioned that.
Yeah, and so we get to the first location, and we park, and my wife is talking to my son about something. I don't know what it is. And she has a habit of, like, not immediately putting the car in park.
Uh-oh, okay.
She does this a lot. Like, she'll get to where she's going, and, like, she'll stop, and she'll want to talk about something.
Uh-huh.
But she'll have her foot on the brake, you know.
Yeah.
But she's not put the thing in park, right?
So, okay, this sounds like a disaster.
Yeah, so I'm like, well, you know, I'm not going to listen to this conversation. I want to go in, you know, get my toys from the toy store, you know, I want to go in.
Right.
And so I'm literally halfway out of the car. Next thing I know, the car is rolling forward. Bam! I'm like, oh, fuck.
You hit something?
Yeah, we hit a car.
Oh, jeez. Whose car was it?
I don't know.
Oh my god.
There was no damage. There was no damage.
That's what you say now, sure.
There was no damage, come on.
This guy come out to his Lamborghini. It's got like a big beige tag mark on it. I think some effing minivan just tagged me in his parking lot.
No, there was no damage. It was very low speed. But
that's like Caravan Brown.
No, it was fine. There was no damage.
Do you know how much a rubber bumper on the Lambo costs?
No, we just pretty much went in and shopped. We shopped. Oh my God.
Bam.
This did not help out my anxiety.
Yeah, no, I could see that would... I'd be freaking out. I'd be like, oh, my God.
I was freaked out, but I didn't want to let on. I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to be in this store, and you go in that store.
That's right. We're splitting up right now.
And I'm going to check for all the cameras. And
everybody synchronize watches.
I'm literally, like, I'm like, okay, maybe if I just get, like, a soda or something, and...
I'm going to fake a heart attack right now.
Yeah, I just like, maybe if I just have a soda, I'll feel better. And I get one. And, you know, I saw some, like, you know, sports cards. All the impulse items, you know, when you go to check out at a store, you know, this is one of those little dollar stores.
Any of them touch-up paint for a Lambo or...
I go to touch one of these things, like the whole display falls down. I'm like, oh my God. 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 And this guy in front of me must have sensed like I was having some issues. He's like, I'll help you. Hold on.
Hey, let me pick up all these. How many plugs do you need, son? Christ.
a tampon for an older man like you, sir.
That's right. I think you want the Depends around the corner, sir.
Yeah, right. Oh, my God. So I'm like, okay, well, now, like, I'm just really, like, you know, off the charts. Like, okay, listen, I gotta go.
My irritable bowel syndrome's kicking in.
Yeah, right. I'm like, okay, let's leave. Let's go. Right?
Yeah.
So I make a few more stops, accident-free, and...
Thank goodness.
We're about 10 minutes from home, and my son says, oh, my God, we're out of gas.
We're out of gas?
I'm like, what? And sure enough, like, the car is literally on fumes. Oh. Like, oh, fuck. Because this car has, like, a really small tank, you know? Like, oh,
yeah.
So now we're debating over the closest gas station.
Oddly enough, that's what your wife says about you. You know he's got a really small tank. It's not his fault. He's got a really small tank.
it's not too bad. And now we're having a complete debate over the closest gas station. Like, why did you go over to Main Street?
Well, don't you have a phone that can tell you this stuff?
No, because it was like, everything was blinking, like, you know, the fuel thing was blinking, and yellow lights, and, you know, where it says, you know, you have, like, 20 miles before.
Right, yeah, it's going,
That was even reading, like, just, you know, line, basically, like, oh, shit.
Yeah, your car sounds like Speed Buggy. I need gas. I think Speedy's trying to tell us something.
Oddly enough, this still isn't helping out my anxiety issue. I'm like, this really is not helping. I didn't say anything. I'm like, okay, And so I let my wife make the final call as to, you know, the closest gas station, which it was, you could flip a coin, basically, and we got there, and, you know, of course, I had to pump the gas.
Is the car going to start after that? I mean, if you're that low sometimes, you know.
No, it started, but, yeah, I was just trying to concentrate. Like, okay, I put the card in, right, the card goes in, and then I type a button, okay, all right. Oh, my God, it was horrible. It was horrible.
Oh, it's terrible.
It was horrible. It was really horrible, yeah.
Did you make it home, little Tommy?
We did make it home with me in the backseat, you're crying.
I was in the fetal position.
Don't get out of the boat! Tiger! Oh, my God. So there was no damage in the accident. I just want to point that out to people.
Okay, I'm sure there wasn't.
It was not a Lamborghini. It was an older car with quite a bit of damage on it already. So then
you had no idea if there was any damage. You just were wishful thinking is what you're saying.
The plates said "Be Lament" in the front.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, my customized plates.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's fine.
Lament. That's my customer. Lament.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's nice. I'm glad that you wrecked other people's property and got away with it and stole gas and got away with it and wrecked it.
And destroyed the display.
Got away with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you destroy this display, and the lady's like, don't worry, he's that guy from the baseball games, the baby elephant guy, just let him be, it's okay. Just let him be, he's all right, don't
let him be.
He's only going to do more damage trying to put it back together, just get him out of here, come on.
He'll be okay. He's okay.
He masturbates all the time, his hands are all sticky, just get him out of here.
Don't let him touch those things.
Yeah. These are children's toys. Get him out of here.
His hands are cramped.
Yeah. That's right. Good claws for hands. Nice. Well, I'm glad you made it home.
Yeah.
And I'm sure the other guy is wanting to search the tapes at the parking garage.